And on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat, we'll welcome back in Dr. Trevor Neal from Advanis Foot and Ankle Specialist, formerly Sturgis Foot and Ankle Clinic, to talk about problems with our feet. And I guess first off, Dr. Neal, what's the big deal with diabetes in the feet? Because we hear that all the time.
Sure. Well, here's the problem when it comes to diabetes in the feet. At some point, many diabetics will start to feel some burning or tingling in the feet. And what this is it's early signs of nerve damage that we call diabetic neuropathy. And at first, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but with time, it progresses and it can be very bothersome. And in fact, a lot of patients will say they even have difficulty being able to relax or sleep because of the burning. And as this progresses, the patients tend to start losing feeling in the feet. And when that happens, you don't recognize it if you injure your foot or if you step on something and cause a blister or anything on the foot. You don't know it. And oftentimes they can become infected and create what we call a diabetic ulcer, which is a open sore that forms most often on the bottom of the foot. And it occurs because of the diabetic neuropathy.
So how serious are diabetic ulcers?
Well, diabetic ulcers are the leading cause for amputation in the feet, and they can become very serious. And oftentimes, it doesn't just end up with being a foot amputated. It can actually extend to having an amputation below the knee. The problem is that diabetic ulcers oftentimes go unrecognized. To give you a fact about diabetic ulcers, in diabetics, when they present to a doctor's office with a first-time foot ulcer, they actually have less chance of living 5 years than people who have breast cancer, prostate cancer, or Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems when it comes to diabetes in the feet. And diabetes is becoming a very common problem because of obesity. And currently, there's 350 million people in the world that have diabetes, and someone in the world loses a limb to diabetes every 20 seconds.
Okay, now you've got us scared here a little bit. Is there anything that we can do, though, to avoid the problems?
Well, you know, I'm really not trying to scare you, but, well, now that I think about it, actually I am trying to scare you because this is a very serious and can be a life-threatening problem. But the good news is that we at Advanis Foot and Ankle Specialists have developed a very thorough and comprehensive program that will drastically decrease the chance of you having a foot problem or developing an ulcer, which could lead to amputation or death. We design a treatment plan that attempts to decrease the chance of you developing diabetic neuropathy or decreasing it if you have it.
So what kind of tests do you do then to evaluate someone's feet?
Well, there are dozens of tests out there that we could do, but what we have done is we've narrowed it down to four specific tests, and those tests will give us the majority of information we need to help keep you on your feet and out of trouble. And I won't go into them in detail except for one. There's a new test called nerve fiber testing. It's relatively new technology, and we can actually predict diabetic neuropathy within 2 years of you getting it. And the cool thing about that is if we can catch it that early, we oftentimes can prevent you from ever getting it with some natural treatments. And even if you have diabetic neuropathy, we are able to treat that and reduce it and keep a close eye on you.
It sounds like, obviously, that prevention is a key with this. Is there anything that diabetics can do to kind of take care of their feet at home?
Well, certainly when we see diabetic patients, we give them tips on what they need to do to help us help them keep them on their feet. We usually will have them do things like make sure they check their blood sugar regularly, inspect their feet daily. They need to wash and moisturize their feet daily. They need to keep their toenails under control. And we recommend that if they do need to have their toenails treated, that they have it done by a foot specialist, because with diabetics, it's very easy for a nail to become an infected nail and ultimately be a serious problem. We also recommend that they never go barefoot, and we recommend that they try to get in a little bit of exercise daily if possible, even if that's just walking around the block a couple of times.
You're talking to Dr. Trevor Neal from Advanis Foot and Ankle Specialist about diabetes. Maybe a little bit, let's talk a little bit about Advanis itself and how someone can be checked out at your office.
Well, I'm really pleased to tell you that we have a whole bunch of diabetic patients, and they rely on us for their foot and ankle problems. And, you know, that's a responsibility that we take very seriously. So I would encourage any diabetic to give us a call and be evaluated, even if you're not currently having any problems. We suspect that there's many people out there that suffer from foot and ankle pain, and they'll write it off as normal. But I'm here to tell you that that doesn't have to be the case. And our practice prides itself on being a pleasant environment with caring staff whose goal it is to provide the latest treatment for every foot and ankle problem. We have four physicians. We have four locations in Angola, Coldwater, Dowagiac, and Sturgis. And we treat hundreds of patients every week who suffer from foot and ankle pain. And that's pain that keeps them from living a healthy, happy, and productive life.
Formerly Sturgis Foot and Ankle Clinic's Advanis Foot and Ankle Specialist with Dr. Trevor Neal on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat.